What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's episode of Millionaire Mindcast. As always, your host, Maddie A, tapping in with another Wise Investor segment. You know, I get so many awesome messages and texts and emails from you guys each and every week, and it is amazing to hear all the wins, all the breakthroughs, all of the leveling up that so many of you are doing. And also, I love the questions. I love the, you know, insights and the transparency that many of you share when it comes to the challenges and the hurdles, whether it's something physical that you're working through in your business or in your life, or it's something mental that might be holding you back on how to take that next step or to get the courage or the confidence, right? And oftentimes it's the mental blocks that we often have, at least for me personally, that I know have been the ball and chain that has held me back from having quicker breakthroughs, having bigger wins faster, and ultimately, right, just getting out of my own way. And it reminded me of a conversation I had a while back with one of my mentors who shared this idea of winning and losing seasons in life and in business. And if you're in a winning season right now, then keep going. I'm rooting for you. I'm cheering you on. Whatever it is that you're doing right now, take inventory of that. Think about what your routines and your habits and the relationships and the activities and the environments that you're plugged into, the things that you're doing right now are an accumulation of that success. And you want to take note of that.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process. And in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started. Now, if you are in a losing season right now, or you know somebody who might be a little bit down, might be a little bit discouraged, might be in a pinch, facing some financial struggles, you know, having a little bit of a challenge in a business deal or an investment deal, or somebody, you know, that might just be stuck and procrastinating and not taking action towards what it is that they ultimately want to unlock, then listen through this episode. I'll keep it short. I'll keep it sweet. I'll keep it to the point. Losing is a part of winning. It's necessary. And without losing, there is no winning. And in my opinion, losing has taught me more than winning ever has. Losing has taught me more about life. It's taught me more about myself. It's taught me more about my mindset, about what I'm capable of, about my weaknesses, my blind spots. It's also taught me about my strengths. And ultimately, it's taught me, most importantly, about what it actually takes to be a true champion. That winning just can't give you those life lessons. It can't give you that perspective. It can't create that paradigm shift the way losing can. And as painful and as shitty as that seems sometimes, it's the truth. And I was talking with a commercial investor that I'm mentoring the other day who just wants the outcome. They just want the success. They just want to be rich. He just wants to be free and to be free of the pressures that come along with the situation that he's in. He just wants the cash flow. He just wants the winning outcome. And mind you, we all want that. But this individual, as I work through a conversation with him, I learned that he's just deathly afraid of taking the risk right now of what the actual work requires in order to earn and unlock that outcome, that winning championship outcome. And he's really afraid of trusting in this process on what's required to get that winning outcome. And what many people fail to understand that entrepreneurs and successful individuals that have been on this path and have, you know, hit milestones and unlocked wins and struggled to get to where they're at today. What many people fail to understand is that losing is a 100% necessary part of becoming a winner. And if you think about all the times you've lost in life, maybe it was a failed relationship. Maybe it was a failed class in college. Maybe it was a failed investment. Maybe it was a failed business. Maybe it was a failed diet. All of those were losses. And those losses were a result of your willingness to bet on yourself, to take a risk, and to go after a winning outcome, to have a successful relationship, to have a successful investment outcome, to have a successful business, to have a successful nutritional plan that unlocks the body and the physique and the feeling that you're looking for. Those losses that you experienced were a result of your willingness to bet on yourself, to take a risk, to go after something better, a winning outcome. And if you won, you leveled up. And if you lost, hopefully you learned on what it takes to win the next time around. But the sad thing is, when most people lose, instead of learning and coming back stronger, they use that loss as a reason that validates their choice not to take the risk again, not to bet on themselves again, not to keep fighting for the successful outcomes they desire in their life. And that's why mediocrity, that's why average is so rampant in our society and culture today. Now, I don't blame people for falling into that pattern, to that mindset. But the key to success oftentimes is to keep your awareness up so that way you can make the next right choice. And now don't get me wrong, you know, winning is amazing. It's validating. It's rewarding. It can be lucrative. It can unlock a lot of amazing things we as humans desire. And I want that for you. But the secret here, the secret to success is having the desire to keep fighting, to keep learning, to keep growing, not the outcome of the win itself. And what I'm saying is winning is most directly correlated to your mindset and your perspective on this idea of wins and losses in life. And I know some of the most successful people that are still losing every single day. But it's their perspective and their mindset around those losses that they get back up and they keep going, knowing that every loss they have is going to lead to an occasional win that is ultimately what their ultimate desire is. So no matter what season you're in, winning or losing, learn to love the fight. Because if you do that, the product of that process, the product of that mindset is what is going to result in you winning in the game of life long term. What you learned, the skills you built, the relationships you accumulated along the way, the outcomes you unlock, the person you become, all of those were a result of your willingness to lose and then lose again. Oh, and then lose again after that. Until you run into that win. And when you win and you raise the bar again and you strive to achieve another level of greatness, because if you're an entrepreneur, if you're somebody that wants maximum output and achievement in your life, there's always going to be another level of greatness. There's always going to be another level of wealth. There's always going to be another level of happiness. There's always going to be another level of health that you're aiming for. It might look a little bit different, but Staying in the same comfortable, stagnant space forever would lead us to insanity. It's just the way we are wired and designed. And so knowing that you're gonna be on a path of losing for the rest of your life and getting your head and your mind and your body and your soul wrapped around that gives you the ability to start trusting in that process and understanding that losing will be a part of your journey.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
So don't just strive to win. Strive for the will and the desire and the energy to get up every single day and fight through the losses. That to me is more important than the winning. Most people lose and they quit. Most people lose and they stop believing in themselves. Most people lose and they choose to take the safe road. Most people lose and they never learn. Most people lose and become victims. Most people lose and they stop dreaming. Most people lose and they just stop fighting altogether. But just know that when you lose enough and you learn enough and you continue to lean back in enough, a big win is guaranteed. It's coming. It's right around the corner. And most importantly, it is going to be so worthwhile because pushing through the things that most people stop at, there's a sense of confidence. There's a sense of integrity that you build with yourself. There's a sense of dangerousness that you start to become instilled with. And that is a really special thing that most people never unlock because most people can't stomach losing. Most people just want the outcome. And they want that outcome as easy as it can possibly be. But the process is where all of the true prizes come to you. So thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to share this message with somebody who needs to hear it. And remember, every wise investor, every successful individual in life has a track record of many losses that stacked up into the big wins that you now see outside looking in. And if you're somebody that's deep into this journey, this is just a reminder. Same thing for me. I'm speaking to myself right now because I have to consistently remind myself that these little losses are the magic that unlock the wins. And if you're an early stage entrepreneur, if you're somebody that's at the very beginning, if you're somebody that is questioning whether or not you want to take these risks, you want to go after these bigger goals and dreams, just remember that your relationship, your mindset, the way you engage with losing in life is ultimately what's going to make you the biggest winner. See you guys in next week's episode.